as we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U-62, the TAR. And now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. It's my first contest. Listen to this week's show for your chance to win my barely previously viewed copy of Fantastic Four, Episode 73, My First Contest. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U-62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mark Kappas here. And are you excited? Oh, I am so excited about this week's show. This week, we're doing our first ever contest. I told you about it last week. Let me remind you, this all happened back in the spring. Actually, it started earlier than the spring. It started at around this time last year. While I was doing my Christmas shopping, I grabbed something out of the two for $30 bin at HMV, and because I always wanted Fantastic Four on DVD, I decided to take Fantastic Four to get up to my $30, right? That was all fine and dandy until February of this year, when they finally released a 2-disc Mega Ultimate Special Edition of Fantastic Four. The 2-disc Mega Ultimate Special Edition that I had been waiting for. So darn it, now I have this copy of Fantastic Four on DVD that I've only watched twice. So I figured I gotta do something with the second Fantastic Four DVD. And then I figured I'll give it away on my show. That's right. You can win my barely previously viewed copy of Fantastic Four. Here's how this is gonna work. Later in the show, I will be giving you a code word. You email me that code word. Email it to mark@chaosinabox.com. And then everyone who enters, I'll throw their names into a draw. And the winner of the draw, they get my barely previously viewed copy of Fantastic Four, plus a letter of congratulations from me. That's all you gotta do. So just keep listening. I will be announcing your code word in about 10 minutes or so.
Riding through the city on my bike all day, cause a filth took away my license.
Oh, why would I wanna be anywhere?
U62 the Targ. Hi, I'm Mark. Welcome back. And just about 5 minutes or so to go before I reveal the big code word so you can get in on my Fantastic Four Double Dip DVD contest. I really should have thought this out a little more and come up with a really cool name for this contest, but oh well. Before we continue on, I would just like to take a moment to talk about one of my favorite filmmakers, Kevin Smith. As I'm sure you know by now, Kevin Smith is getting ready to start filming his latest comedy entitled Zach and Miri Make a Porno. It's all about Zach and Miri, lifelong friends since high school, where in order to get out of debt, they decide to make a porno starring themselves. According to Kevin Smith, the script was greenlit based on that title alone. But anyways, for us nerds, there's been lots of speculation about who's going to star in it. Well, the other day, Kevin Smith finally announced who will be playing Zach and Miri. Zach is going to be played by Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen is a rising young star in comedy. He was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin as one of the 40-Year-Old Virgin's friends. He's in that upcoming Star Wars parody, Fanboys, and he was the star of the big hit summer comedy, Knocked Up. Actually, Kevin Smith has been a fan of Seth Rogen's for a while now, because when I went to see Kevin Smith about a year and a half ago in Edmonton, he said, "You know, I really like that Seth Rogen fella, and I'd like to work with him someday." So then on the other side, who is playing the lovely Miri? Miri is going to be played by Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth Banks is this actress. She's had a bunch of supporting roles over the past few years. She's been on the cusp of mainstream success. Some of her more memorable roles is she was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, where she played... How can I describe her scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin? The 40-year-old virgin eventually picks her up in order to lose his virginity, and she figures before she sleeps with him, she has to warm herself up, and she does that by, well, pleasuring herself in the bathtub. It's a very stimulating scene. But anyways, to me and my fellow geeks, she's probably best remembered as Betty Brant in all three Spider-Man films. So there you have it. We have our Zach and Miri. Kevin Smith begins filming in January, and it should be coming out around this time next year. Zach and Miri Make a Porno, a Kevin Smith film. We'll be back with your code word after the break.
Relentless. No half measure. Your energy. Your obsession. Relentless. Relentless is an energy drink that helps give you the stamina, focus, and drive you need when you need it. Your energy. No half measure. Even genius has to pay its dues. It's goodbye to the shortcuts, hello to the grind. Nobody ever said it would be an easy ride. Push more. Risk more. Feel more. How much is just a question of courage, a matter of heart. Relentless.
Relentless is best served ice cold.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
That young man fills me with hope and some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
On U62, the Targ.
Okay, folks, here it is. The moment you've all been waiting for. I am going to reveal the big code word. Then you email that to me, mark@chaosinabox.com. I will throw it into the draw, and on next week's show, I will be announcing the proud winner of my barely previously viewed Fantastic Four DVD. Are you ready? Okay. The code word is... sports bra. That's right, the code word is sports bra. What you do now is you email that to me, mark@chaosinabox.com. I will toss it in the draw, and this time, next week, I will announce the proud winner. The phone lines are open, or in this case, the internet tubes. And that'll about do it for this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been the Targ. Good luck in the contest.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of the Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of the Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.